What if a key component in your technology suddenly became 800 times more reliable? Not 8%, but 800 times. That's not a hypothetical. This week, one company proved it's possible with quantum computers. The era of fault-tolerant quantum computing isn't on the horizon anymore. We're in it. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, the quantum computing landscape shifted, and not in a small way. We're seeing multiple independent breakthroughs in the fundamental challenge of quantum, making these machines reliable enough to be useful. We're also seeing massive government investment aimed at securing a Western supply chain and new cybersecurity standards that are now an urgent priority for every company.
Exactly, Susie. We've moved from theoretical physics to engineering reality. This week is about three key themes. The arrival of practical error correction, the weaponization of investment to build a domestic quantum industry, and the non-negotiable deadline for protecting our data from quantum attack. For our listeners in manufacturing and trade, this is a strategic inflection point.
Let's start with the big one, Troy. We saw major announcements from Quantinuum, IonQ, and Atom Computing all within days of each other. What is happening?
They've all achieved critical milestones in quantum error correction. Quantinuum published in Nature that they've created logical qubits with an 800 times performance improvement over their physical qubits. IonQ announced they've reached logical qubit break-even using 40 ion trap qubits. Atom Computing did the same on a neutral atom platform.
Okay, you're using some specific terms there. Logical qubit and break-even. Translate that for us.
Think of a physical qubit as a single, fragile, error-prone worker. A logical qubit is a team of these workers with a supervisor, the error correction code, that constantly checks their work. Break-even is the point where this team, the logical qubit, becomes more reliable than any single worker. For the first time, the process of correcting errors is outperforming the rate at which errors occur.
So the team is finally more effective than the individual. Why does this matter globally right now?
Because it proves that fault-tolerant quantum computing is a viable engineering path, not just a physics experiment. This accelerates timelines for useful quantum computers by years. Multiple companies, using different hardware, ion traps, neutral atoms, have now crossed this threshold. The race is officially on.
How does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
This is the starting gun for quantum-driven R&D. European chemical companies, U.S. aerospace firms, and automotive manufacturers can now begin planning for simulations that were previously impossible. Think designing new battery materials, optimizing complex logistics, or discovering novel pharmaceuticals. The competitive threat is that your rivals who partner with these quantum firms early will develop a multi-year head start.
And for trading companies and distributors?
Your world is about identifying the winners and securing access. Who are you partnering with? IonQ, Quantinuum, or the dozens of others. Sourcing quantum compute time will become a strategic commodity. Understanding which hardware is best for which problem, for example, material science versus financial optimization, will be key to advising your clients and making smart investments.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives this week?
Assign a team to evaluate quantum readiness. Identify one high-value optimization or simulation problem in your business that is currently unsolvable. Begin conversations with at least two quantum hardware providers. The goal is not to solve the problem this year, but to build the internal expertise to be ready when these fault-tolerant systems scale.
With these machines getting more powerful, it puts a spotlight on the security threat they pose. This week, we saw a huge development from the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST.
That's right. On June 10th, NIST released its final post-quantum cryptography standards, FIPS 203, 204, and 205. This isn't a draft or a recommendation. This is the new global baseline for securing digital infrastructure against an attack from a future quantum computer.
Why is this so urgent? Are these attacks happening now?
The attacks are happening now, but the decryption will happen later. It's a strategy called Harvest Now, Decrypt Later. Adversaries, particularly nation-states, are believed to be recording massive amounts of encrypted data today. They can't break the encryption with classical computers, but they're storing it with the expectation of decrypting it once a fault-tolerant quantum computer is available.
So, sensitive corporate data, intellectual property, and government secrets from today could be exposed in 5 or 10 years?
Precisely. That's why this transition is critical.
The new standards, ML-KIM for key encapsulation, and ML-DSA and SLH-DSA for digital signatures, are based on mathematical problems believed to be hard for both classical and quantum computers. These are the tools we need to protect long-term data.
So what does this mean for U.S. and European manufacturers? Your factory data, your patented designs, your supply chain communications are all at risk?
Absolutely. Any intellectual property with a lifespan longer than 5 years is vulnerable. Manufacturers need to audit their entire software and hardware stack. This includes everything from the ERP system and cloud infrastructure down to the embedded devices on the factory floor. The supply chain is a huge vector of risk. You need to ensure your partners are also migrating.
And for trading companies?
Your business runs on the secure exchange of information, contracts, pricing data, customer lists. You need to verify the cryptographic security of your trading platforms, communication channels, and data storage. Offering PQC-compliant solutions can become a competitive advantage, assuring clients that their data is secure against future threats.
Actionable insight for executives listening?
Do not wait. Instruct your CIO and CISO to begin a comprehensive PQC migration audit immediately. Identify all systems using public key cryptography and prioritize them based on the sensitivity and lifespan of the data they protect. This is a multi-year effort, and the clock started this week.
It's clear this technology is a national priority, and this week, the U.S. government put serious money on the table to back it up.
Very serious money. On June 11th, the Department of Commerce announced a $2 billion investment in 9 quantum companies under the Chips and Science Act. This is on top of IBM separately announcing a commitment to invest over $10 billion in the next 5 years.
Who are the big recipients of the government funding?
IBM is the anchor, receiving $1 billion to create Anduron, the first dedicated quantum chip foundry in the United States. D-Wave Quantum and Rigetti Computing are each slated to receive up to $100 million. Other recipients include leaders in different modalities, like IonQ with trapped ions and Inflection with neutral atoms.
This sounds like more than just R&D funding. What's the strategic goal here?
It's about building a secure, domestic, end-to-end quantum supply chain. The U.S. government views leadership in quantum computing as a matter of national and economic security. By funding foundries and hardware companies, they aim to reduce reliance on foreign manufacturing and create a robust American-led ecosystem.
How does this directly impact a European manufacturer? Does this lock them out?
Not necessarily, but it changes the landscape. It means the center of gravity for quantum hardware production is being deliberately anchored in the U.S. A German automotive company or a French aerospace firm will likely be sourcing critical quantum components or cloud access from these U.S.-funded entities in the future. It creates both a dependency and an opportunity for transatlantic partnerships.
What should Western trading companies and distributors know?
They should recognize that this isn't just a technology play, it's a geopolitical one. Aligning with this emerging U.S.-centric supply chain will be crucial. There will be significant opportunities in distributing hardware, software, and services from these 9 funded companies. Sourcing from outside this ecosystem may eventually carry geopolitical risk.
So the actionable insight for a Western executive?
Reevaluate your long-term technology roadmaps and partnership strategies in light of this. If your future products depend on quantum computing, you need a strategy to engage with this U.S.-based ecosystem. For European companies, this is a signal to push for similar strategic investments at home to ensure they are partners, not just customers.
We've talked about the long-term potential, but are we seeing any impact from quantum today?
We are, especially when it's combined with AI. At the Computex conference this month, Compile Electronics, working with NVIDIA and Vernus AI, unveiled a quantum and AI integrated system specifically for drug discovery.
A fascinating application. What does this system actually do?
It tackles one of the most computationally expensive parts of drug discovery, molecular docking. That's figuring out how well a potential drug molecule binds to a target protein. Their CGA-QX system uses NVIDIA's CUDA-Q quantum simulation platform and GPU-accelerated quantum annealing to do this.
And what was the result? How much faster is it?
They reported a speed-up of up to 3,500 times in searching for molecular structures. They specifically highlighted significant improvements in predicting binding energy for targets related to Alzheimer's disease. This is a real-world bottleneck being addressed right now.
For U.S. and European manufacturers outside of pharma, how is this relevant?
This same technique applies directly to material science. A chemical company can use this to discover new catalysts. An electronics manufacturer can use it to design more efficient organic materials for displays. It's about simulating molecular interactions, whether that molecule is a drug or an industrial polymer. The opportunity is to drastically shorten the R&D cycle for new materials.
What should trading companies and distributors take away from this?
This is a market signal. The first industries to see a tangible return on investment from quantum will be those with high-value molecular simulation problems, pharmaceuticals, specialty chemicals, and advanced materials. This is where you should focus your attention for early partnerships and market development. The hardware is from Compal in Taiwan, the software from NVIDIA in the US. It's a global supply chain from day one.
What is the immediate action item for an executive?
If you are in any industry that relies on chemistry or material science, you should be investigating these hybrid quantum AI platforms today. Task your R&D chief to evaluate platforms like NVIDIA's CUDA-Q and understand how they could integrate into your existing discovery workflows. This isn't science fiction, it's a commercially available competitive tool.
All right, Troy, a huge week. Let's boil it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, fault tolerance is now an engineering reality, not a distant scientific goal. The breakthroughs from Quantinuum, IonQ, and others mean that reliable, error-corrected quantum computers are coming faster than many predicted. Your strategic planning horizon for quantum advantage just got shorter.
Second,
the cybersecurity clock is ticking louder. NIST's final post-quantum cryptography standards mean there are no more excuses for inaction. The harvest now, decrypt later threat is real, and every executive is now responsible for starting the migration to protect their company's most valuable long-term data.
And the third takeaway?
The West, led by the U.S., is building a heavily funded domestic quantum industrial base. The $2 billion CHIPS Act investment is a clear signal. This will shape the global supply chain for the next decade. Aligning the sourcing and partnership strategies with this emerging ecosystem is now a critical strategic decision for both U.S. and European firms.
A powerful summary of a pivotal week. The message is clear. The time for watching and waiting on quantum is over. The time for strategic action is now. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Join us next week for more Troy Technical Intelligence.
Thank you for listening.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an update. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.